Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us here at the Ready Church Contending for the Faith broadcast. And that's our intention here, is to stand up for the faith. And yes, we are the YouTube Ready Church, and we have several websites. You have the YouTube Ready Church. We have the Ready Church Office Live.org. We have Ready Church WordPress and Ready Church Web.com. Our aim is to keep God's people alert and ready. Oh, yes, Jesus is soon to come, and we want you to be ready when he comes. And our intention here is to expose these false prophets that we're hearing and about around about us in this last hour. He told us to watch and to pray and to stay alert because these times was coming. And we see all the signs that are evident today. You know, we have all these false teachers and preachers and gospel singers, you know, out here just making a mess and a mockery of the faith. And we also give the news from all around the world, this era of heresy all around, all this new age, the new world order stuff that, you know, that is just surfing through our churches today. But we have on our website, we have like several videos out showing how the church is deliberately bringing the secular music and dances into God's house. And the word of God said, get these strangers out of the sanctuary. And the word of God also say in Jeremiah 23, it said, woe be unto the pastors that destroys the and scatters the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. So judgment is coming, and Jesus is soon to come. And we must cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices in this last hour like a trumpet. And that's what we here at the Ready Church is aiming to do, is to lift up our voices like a trumpet, for Jesus is soon to come. So we will be having a lot of different topics, but as I said, we will be talking about, we'll probably be talking about the state of the church, because we can see that time is running up and Jesus is soon to come. And whatever we do for God, we must do it quickly. You know, it's just so much going on. We got all these pastors and leaders that are leading people astray, but there are still some that still want to declare the word of the Lord. There are still some that really wants to be saved for real. We know that it's not just only in our talk, but we have to walk and live this thing out. So you will be hearing more about the Ready Church because we want you to be ready when Jesus comes. You know, the hour is growing nigh, and Jesus is soon to come, and that is our aim. Our same purpose here is to help you to be ready, you know, when Jesus comes. Also, Romans 8 and 28, it said, and we know that all things working together for the good of them that love God today. So, you know, they got this prosperity teaching floating everywhere, everything but the word of God. And how can people come to Christ except they hear the word of God? And he said, how can they hear without a preacher? But if the preachers is not preaching the word of God, how are these people going to know truth when they're seeing error? But we know what it's all behind. It's all behind money. It's, you know, prosperity. Well, the word of God say, if you seek him first, you know, then all these things that you desire shall be added unto you. So when we seek God first, we don't have to preach about prosperity, because he said you will prosper as, you know, as your soul prosper. That's the main thing, is your soul prosper on today, because none of this stuff, these houses, cars, and land, and all this stuff that people are going after today, I tell you one thing for sure, there is going to come a time when we're going to have to give an account for everything that we've done and doing here. And we don't want you to be lost. We don't want your soul to be lost. That's why we here at the Ready Church are trying to cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices in this last hour. It's so much going on in the house of God. They're crumping and bumping and they're hip-hopping. And it's just so much mess going on in the house of God. We're not hearing about the revivals. What happened to the revivals? All we hear now is a conference here and a conference there. People borrowing money to go to conference and you still come back home and you're still not free. But you know, I mean, we need to get back to the word of God. You can't change the foundation. The foundation's already been set, you know, and he said upon this rock. He's talking about Jesus Christ himself. He's not talking about Jason and Joel Osteen and all these ones that's trying to make a name for themselves. And people are lifting up man instead of lifting up the name of Jesus. Where was Jake at when you was going through? Where was Jason and Joel Osteen at when you were sick and on your dying bed? Was it them that raised you up or was it Christ alone? It was Christ alone. It was him that has made us and not we ourselves. We got to get back to the truth in this last hour. Time is winding up and Jesus is soon to come. We must hurry, hurry, hurry. I know one time we used to hear Jakes used to say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Well, I guess you can see what he was talking about getting ready for. Well, the word of God told us to watch and pray because there will be men and women coming into the house of God crept in, unaware unto you, you know, coming in with this false doctrine, false teaching, turning people away from truth, turning people heart away from the true and living God. Oh, they saying we're going back and get the oldies but goodies. But God brought us out of the world, not to go back into it. And he said we would be hated for his name's sake. So I know when you cry loud and you spare not and you're lifting up the voice of Jesus Christ in this last hour, we know that we're making a lot of people upset. But hey, it's all right because we must stand. And he said, and after done all, you stand, continue to stand. And that's what we here at the Ready Church will be doing. We will stand and we will cry loud and spare not and lift up our voice in this last hour like a trumpet. Because we know that Jesus is soon to come. And you know, you may say, hey, well, I'm not worried about it because, see, I'm going to get all what I can get right down here. But, hey, when you leave here, ain't nothing going with you. Ain't nothing going with you. You came in this world with nothing, and you're going to leave out the same way. But you know what? You can have your ticket to take you to heaven when you leave. Because, you know, you're going to have to spend eternity somewhere. And we want you to be ready when Jesus comes. I tell you, you know, we here at the Ready Church, we stay full. I know you know it by now. You know, we come on the YouTube and we come on the WordPress and we're trying to get the news out because we know that Jesus is soon to come. And we see that the church have changed so much, you know. But he said, let us continue. Let us continue for the faith. God does not change. His word does not change. He's still the same. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer on today. And we just want you to know that we're here at the Ready Church. We'll be praying for you and lifting you up, that God will uncover your eyes, that you will be able to see all the stuff that the enemy is bringing into the house of God to destroy. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Hey, that's still his goal, is to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life, you know? So we want you to be ready when Jesus comes, and if we can help you to be ready, we here at the Ready Church will do just that. We will be praying for you and your family, for those, and we're praying for those pastors that are leading people astray. We're not here trying to condemn them. We want to expose them and let them see and hear their own words that's spoken out of their own mouth, but no longer teaching what they once was teaching. They have changed over. I heard Jake say they repositioning themselves. Well, if you was already saved, you was already in position. You supposed to been already on the Lord's side. So why are we repositioning ourselves? If we're repositioning ourselves, that means we're going back to where we already been. And God has delivered us out from the world. He said, come out from amongst them.
and be separate, saith the Lord. So we can't walk with the world and act like the world and talk like the world and represent Jesus. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. We must live a clean life. It's righteousness. It's holiness. He said, holiness without no man shall see the Lord. So we here at the Ready Church are trying to help you to get ready because Jesus is soon to come. God bless you, the Ready Church. You can also call us here. Our number is 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304. You may contact us. We will be having different ones to come in every week and share with you because we want to contend for the faith. So I repeat it again. You can dial us at 818-691-7304. This is the Ready Church. Oh, yes, the same one that's on the YouTube. Yes, this is us. The Ready Church, contending for the faith broadcast. That is our purpose, is to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints, to the church. So you may contact us here at the Ready Church so that you may be ready when Jesus comes. Repeat the number again. Anybody want to call? You can call in at 818-691-7304. This is the Ready Church. No calls? All right. 818-691-7304. I tell you, we're here at the Ready Church. We want you to be ready. We can see the condition of the church today. It's so much different from where, you know, the church was. Many saints today, you know, find it difficult to obey God because of the influence by other people around you. But you better get to yourself and get along with God and seek his face like never before. The enemy has the same agenda as he always had, and that is to kill, to steal, and destroy. The ones that he don't have, he wants you back if you save. And the ones that are not saved, he want to keep you. His agenda is still the same, to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life. So we want you to call. You can call us. We'll be back every week. The Ready Church will be here. So we want you to be ready when Jesus comes. We want to express the error that's taking place in the houses of God. He said, come out from amongst them. He told Lot and he told Abraham, say, get out. You can still get out. I don't care how long you've been in, whatever you're in, you can come out. You can let go and let God today. Let go and let God. He will save you. He will keep you. You got to come out. You must come out. Jesus said, come out. Come out from amongst them. And be separate, saith the Lord. Look around. We have so much rebellion. That's the spirit of witchcraft. Rebellion is taking place. That's what's going on in the houses of God. Nobody wants to hear the true word. We got leaders that are making their own Bibles so you won't pick up the King James. No, they're making their own Bible. You got Jakes and you got Marcio Cirilla and all these different ones, you know, writing these Bibles to take your mind away from the true and living God. Man wants to be lifted up. But Jesus said if he be lifted up, as long as you lift man up, you ain't going to see Jesus. As long as man can try to get you to think that you are God, that's another trick of the enemy. Everybody saying, it's the God in me. No, it's not the God in you, you know, to make you think that you is God. No. Mm-mm. No. You must deny yourself and take up your cross on today and follow Jesus while you have time. But time is winding up and Jesus is soon to come. Can't you see the change? Oh, yeah, we heard Obama talk about, oh, a change is coming. And you look around, a change has come, not only to the nation, but to the church. Church is no longer the same. All this abomination that have brought into the house of God, he said, get it out. Get the strangers out of the sanctuary. Judgment is coming. Oh, yeah, judgment is coming. You hear people say, hey, don't judge. You judge every day. We have to make decisions every day. That's what judging is, making decisions. So do you make decisions every day? I'm quite sure you make a decision every day. You made a decision whether you wanted to even listen to me tonight. Huh? So don't come with that don't judge stuff. We are to judge. Yes, we have to. The word of God told us to. You better get your Bible and get to reading. Don't judge. Well, you get all the rotten fruit you want. No, because I'm going to judge the fruit that I eat. I'm going to judge the table that I'm eating from. Some of y'all eat from some dirty tables. You know? Well, we have choices. We all have choices. Look, it's TBN. They once, look back years ago. What was they doing? They were having prayer-a-thon. Now we got what? Money-a-thon. What? It's all about money. What happened to prayer? They had the prayer line. Now you got the money line. What's up? Oh, yeah. We want to talk about all this stuff that done crept in the house of God. And he told us to watch and to pray and to stay alert. He was warning us that these times was coming and these signs was coming and we see the signs. Can't you see the signs? Signs are important. If we didn't have signs, I tell you, we'd be running into each other. We have stop signs and stop lights. We'd be running into one another. We need signs. And, yes, we have signs all around about us. Can't you see it? Time is winding up. Oh, yeah. We're gonna tell you what thus saith the Lord. We're going to cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices in this last hour. Somebody got to stand, because if we don't, then everybody's going to fall. If nobody's staying, I mean, if I know that there's a hole down the street and then I see you going down there, and if I don't tell you that the hole is there, then I really don't love you. I'm really not a friend. But that's our job, to warn the people. That's what the pastors are for. Why do we need pastors then? If you can do what you want to do, why you got to be a pastor? Huh? If we can do what we want to do, why did Jesus come? He didn't have to come then. You can do what you want to do. No. You can't do what you want to do. You must deny you. That's what you must do. He said, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow him. So how many today will say with me, I'm going to deny myself and take up my cross today and follow Jesus? Oh, no, it's not many ways. Oh, yeah, we seen that. That's another spirit that crept into the house of God. Oh, there are many ways. No, honey. There is only one way. Jesus is the door. If you come in the other way, he said you're a thief and a robber tonight. But you can make a decision to come through the door, and the door is Jesus. He's the only way. I don't care how many times they said there are many ways. No. If you were taking a trip and you need a map to show you exactly how to get there. And this map right here is the Word of God, our Bible. It's your basic instructions before leaving this earth. So tonight you can call us at 818-697-7304. 818-691-7304. Caller, you may call. 818-691-7304. This is the Ready Church. We want you to be ready when Jesus comes. For we know not the day nor the hour when he shall come, but we want to be ready when he comes. We all know we have an appointment. You know, sometimes you call your job and you say, I'm calling out. I got a cold. But one thing for sure, you got a death appointment, and you can't call out for that. So while the blood is running warm in your veins, I will stop right now, says the Word of God, and serve the Lord, and get the strangers out of the house of God. Put it away. Oh, yeah, we're going to cry loud. We're going to blow the trumpet. We're not blowing a flute over here, but we're blowing a trumpet. And while you can still hear the sound, while your ears are no longer dull, and your eyes, you can see. You better run for your life. You run. Don't worry about the next person beside you. You got to run for yourself. You got to run for your life. Run for your family. Run for your children. Run for your grandchildren. Come on. Run. Run from this stuff that's going on in the house of God. Run. Run like never before. Don't go back. They call it oldies but goodies. A lot of these singers, when they was even making those songs, they were doing drugs. They were high. You need to go back and do your research. You can research these things. God don't have to take nothing off the altar of Baal. He's not going to have it. These people were like Lot's wife. They looked back, and they went back, and they were turned to a pillar of salt. But that don't have to be you. Don't go back. He delivered you. What he did for you, nobody could do. No man could do it. No woman can do it. Only God can do it. And God did it. He brought you through, and he brought you out. And a lot of us have made promises to God. Lord, if you heal my body, Lord, if you save my soul, I will run on and see what the end's going to be. But a lot of us have looked back and turned back and went back. But you can call us here at the Ready Church at 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304. Caller, do we have a call? We have 5 more minutes. Time is running out. 818-691-7304. The Ready Church, contending for the faith broadcast. 818-691-7304.
Come on, be ready when Jesus comes. Come on, get the strangers out. Come on, run for your life. Come on, time is running out. 818-691-7304. You can call us here at the Ready Church. You can also visit us at Ready Church WordPress, Ready Church Office Live, Ready Church Web.com. You can visit the Ready Church. We aim to keep God's people alert and ready. Don't you want to be ready? Don't you want to be ready when Jesus comes? We're getting down to the countdown. 818-691-7304 here at the Ready Church. God bless you.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody.
Don't you be the
devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright. And they both took Eve by